Just like Julio said, nobody like you, Lord. When I was in trouble, you were there. When I was lonely, you were there. When I was empty, you filled me up. When I was depressed, you gave me a refreshment. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I want one of my pastors to come up here, because I'm going to the altar. I need to be in the altar. Oh, I wish I can tell you. Or lay person. Don't have to be a preacher. Anybody. Lay person. I just want somebody to pray for me. All right. Ain't that something? Look at a preacher. I've never seen this kind of preacher in a long time. Hey, man. What's your name?
Clarence Smith.
Hallelujah. Will you help me give him a hand? Hallelujah. Minister Smith, I want you to go to the Lord. If you don't remember nobody, thank God for me. This year has been a year like never before. Never before. God, like Matt Wilson say, keep on blessing over and over and over. Like Tommy said, how can I say thanks for all that he has done? Charles Jones said, I just want to worship him. He said, I come to adore him. That's why I can't worry about what anybody thinks. I can't be worried about who is looking. He said, she said, all I need to do is take a pause, rewind, and play back. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the only true and living God. Oh, God, you have been better to us than we've been to ourselves and to each other. And we are here this morning to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord God, thank you for the angel of the house. Thank you for the under-shepherd, Lord God. For truly, Lord God, he has sat at your feet, Lord God, to be fed, to be taught, Lord God, so that he may come back and teach us. So, Lord God, thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us from January to December. Lord God, we thank you for this year of completion. Lord God, we didn't get everything completed, but we got something completed. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for 2018 that is coming, Lord God. And we're looking higher. We're looking farther. We're looking better. We're looking greater. We're even expecting. We're expecting 2018, Lord God. We thank you for the word that you have given the under-shepherd, Lord God, that he's going to bring. Oh, Lord God, we thank you and we love you. We need you. We're dependent on you. We're counting on you. For your word said we can do nothing without you. Lord God, we have grown and matured that we don't even want to do anything without you. That is maturity. That is growth in you when we do not want to do nothing without God. So my Lord, my God, my Redeemer, my rock, my will, my all in all, my everything, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, El Elyon, El Shahim, El Shaddai. Lord God, whatever you do in 2018, don't do it without us, Lord God. We pray and ask and thank you for being the God of another chance. You have given us another chance. You woke us up this morning with brand new mercy. Your word said with benefits, deliverance, healing, salvation. Lord God, we pray if anybody here that don't know you and the partner of their sins, that you would draw them right now, Holy Spirit. You say, how can they come without you drawing? Draw them, Holy Spirit. Lead them, touch them. Don't let them go any further without you. Don't let them leave out this building without asking what must they do to be saved, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you and we love you for the doors of the house being open in your name. A preach and teach word. A preach and teach word that you have given us, Lord God. Strength, divine strength, active divine strength. Your words say our youth is renewed, our soul is restored. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. So many benefits. So many benefits. Lord God, we will not take you for granted anymore. We will not take you for granted anymore. We will not take you for granted anymore. Lord God, we want to be a part of what you're doing. We want to lead souls to Christ. Your words say, he that leads souls, that winning souls are wise. We pray and ask and thank you for fresh wisdom this day, this year, fresh anointing, your super on our natural. We thank you for every family that's represented here today. We thank you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you and we love you. And we owe it all to you. For your word said we can do nothing without you. Nothing can we do without you. We thank you for a heartbeat. A heartbeat. Lord, thank you. The songwriter said, if I had a million tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. For have good as you have been to us, your grace and your mercy. So, Lord, we thank you and love you. We ask these and all of the special blessings and prayer in your darling son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Love you, Pastor. Love you, Pastor. And we're going to see you at the top.
Amen, somebody.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
I look back over my life and I think things over. I can truly say that I am blessed. If there are three people here that don't mind testifying that I know that I'm blessed, the next fight that I get in, I don't have to worry, I don't have to fret. Because the God that I serve hasn't failed me yet. Is there anybody here? God has picked you up. Be not dismayed for whatever may be tied. God will take care of you. Won't he take care of you? If you know he'll take care of you, stand on your feet. Wave your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. I know you're all right. I know you're all right. Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! See through the many dangers, God has brought you through. You've had to cry sometimes, but God brought you through it. You had to bow your head sometimes, but God brought you through it. You had to throw up your hands, but God brought you through it. Sometimes you were up, but God brought you through it. Sometimes you were down, but God brought you through it. Is there anybody here that don't mind testifying? Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, I've been through it, but God brought me through. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm happy. I don't know about you, I'm filled with joy. Because I know what God has brought us through. I will trust in the Lord. Is there anybody here that trusts me? How long? Yes, sir.
someone here, maybe you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. It doesn't matter your faults. It doesn't matter your flaws. It doesn't matter. We just want you to come and grow. Come on. If you don't want to go up by yourself, raise your hand and I'll come get you. I'll walk with you. I'll get you. You ought to go to praising. Come on here, baby.
Somebody say amen. Amen. Heidi kept hanging around the word of the Lord. And the word of God does two things. It'll either draw you or it'll run you off. The Lord has brought this young lady to us. I want you to look, Christian Love, I want you to behold. Because when you pray, God doesn't put a color on your prayers. He does not put a color on your prayers. And I thank God for you, Sister Heidi. this sister believed that Jesus is the Son of God. He died, he rose, and that he will come back again. She believes that, and she wants to become a member of Christian Love Baptist Church through Christian experience. Would you say amen? Would you say amen, saints? Now all of the saints say amen. God bless you. God keep you. God keep you. Keep standing, Sister Heidi. We have our women's ministry here. This is the president right here. And she have these ladies. Let me tell you, they do this, all of these ladies, they do this. Come this way. And see, look in the back of it. All of those ladies, they do that because they want you to know that you're not alone. That this walk that you have is not alone. Now look out there. There's some more ladies and some men. There's some men and women. We all let you know that you're not alone. That you're not alone. God has given you other brothers, other sisters, other mothers. God has given you so much, so much. And you know what we want to do? We just want to enjoy you. We want to enjoy you. We want to show you love. May God bless you. I need you here for four Sundays at 9:30. I need you right there so that we can go through your orientation, all right? God bless you. God keep you. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Would you just walk over there for me? Now, y'all been telling me God ain't good. Come on now, talk back to me if you can. Who tied your shoes? Who put on your clothes this morning? Did you eat breakfast? Did you feed yourself? Y'all mean to tell me God ain't good? Somebody said, well, I don't see God doing now what he did back then. Just take a look. There were good things. Now, I want to tell you something. God did what he did for you because he has a planned purpose for your life. You the one I've been talking to. You it. You are, God has a prepared path for your life. Don't get off of the path that you're on now. And I want you to know that there are so many young ladies out there depending on you to make it. Are you with me yet? They're depending on you to make it. You see, the more you make it, the more you're going to encourage them. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. I know you wasn't shot in the middle of your back or in the lower part of your back for singing too loud in the choir. Y'all not with me yet. I know that. Nobody shoot you in the middle of the back, in the back of the back for just singing too loud in the choir. Obviously, there was something that was going on, but God delivered you from that. Now go and show the world and tell the world what good things. And sometimes it's not all talk. Get in there with them women. Get in there with them. Get in there with them. Get in there with these other women. Because these other women have gone, are going through what you've been through. They don't look like they dressed up. They got their hair done, they have their nails done. We all walk around with a false facade. We live in a world of masquerade. But I want to tell you something. They're going through some stuff. And they need to know what good things God is doing. Miss Jolia. Joanne wants prayer for her family. They moved back into their home. They had a tragedy a few years ago in their home, and so they moved out. But she's asking for prayer as they, her and her husband, move back in. Remember we talked today? What did we say God will do? He'll bring you back. Won't he bring you back? When you, if you find favor with him, won't he bring, I need some people that will testify. Won't he bring you back? This young lady wants prayer for her and her family as God brings them back. And we're going to pray for her when we pray for these other sisters. This sister here. This sister here wants prayer for us to talk to God for. Let me tell you what intercession means. Intercession means that you stand between her and God. Let me give you intercession. Anybody here ever been to court or ever seen court? Well, your lawyer is the intercessor. He steps into the judge and says, Your Honor, now I know my client is wrong. However, my client is a burglar. My client is a money launderer. My client is a philanderer. But my client is not guilty. Are you with me yet? My client is a murderer, money launderer, but my client is not a rapist. Are you with me yet? That's what Jesus does. Jesus stands as an intercessor to us and say, yes, they wrong. Yes, they committed adultery, they lied, they stolen, they cheated. They've been lackadaisical, they've been lazy. However, Father, when you look at them again, see my blood. See my blood. And so this sister is asking that we stand in the gap for her. That we be the righteous now. We stand in the gap and ask God for to help her. Now a lot of times if you've never been addicted, if you've never been drug addicted, you don't know what it's like. And it's tough. Only God can deliver you from drugs. I know they say, well, they got counselors, they have methods, and that's right. But to completely be delivered, to be whole, only God can do that. And this sister is asking for a power much higher than AA. She's asking. She's asking. And I pray that you'll be so kind as to have a little talk with Jesus. Would you do that? Won't he make things right when you go and have a little talk with him? Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about her pride. He'll hear you. Y'all not with me yet. Y'all not with me yet. Have a little talk with him. Have a little talk with him. Have a little talk with him. You see, those ladies standing up there has a past. Y'all not with me. y'all see them where they are now, but you don't know where they came from. There are some people that see you now, but they don't know your story. Do I have any believers in the house? I don't know my story. Now, Father, we're asking now. We're standing in the need. We're standing in the gap for this sister. Lord, she's come admitting that she's weak. But now, Lord, we're asking that you would give her strength to say no. We're asking that you would give her the strength to take the exits that you have provided for her in life. We know that it's not easy. But now, Lord, would you just help her? We know that only you can help her. And she